I'd like you to turn in your Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. I decided I was going to be real tonight, like Joe had said the other night. My sister gave me this real fancy dress and everything, and I put it on, and it wasn't me, so that wasn't real. And so this is real. And also kind of a bit of what I'm going to be sharing tonight is just real. It's going to be my testimony, and I hope it may sound discouraging at first, but I'm wanting to be a blessing and encouragement, so bear with me. And
amen.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." As I said, my testimony is I was saved at the age of 6. My parents had brought me up memorizing scripture, and I knew the gospel. And at the age of 6, Uncle Dale said the other night, maybe it's not so good to scare people into hell, but it does work. I knew I was a sinner at 6 years old, and I knew that I was destined for hell, and I didn't want to go there. So I accepted Jesus'
Amen.
Salvation that he offered me at the age of 6. And then from the age of 7 to 9, my own parents were missionaries in Colombia, South America. So that was a real experience, and I enjoyed it, and I hated to leave when we had to leave. And I swore one way or another I was going to go back there someday, just because I loved it so much. I loved the people there. I loved the work. And I think God was even dealing maybe at that time that he wanted me to be a missionary. But, you know, things didn't go all so rosy after that. Around the age of 15, high school, whatever, in verse 33 it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." I guess like Michael, I want to speak to you, but kind of from another side, you young people out there. Don't be deceived. The people you hang around with do affect what happens in your life.
Amen.
Though my parents were praying for me and they had raised me right and in godly wisdom, I was deceived, and I hung around with the wrong people. My spirit, even though I believe God was still even at that time trying to show me what he wanted me to do in my life, my spirit was kind of choked out by all the garbage in my life, the friends, the parties, the music. I didn't even have a conviction about that till just even lately. But the music I listened to, I don't know how many young people are out there. Believe me, those songs on the radios don't push you to think about going to the mission field.
Right.
They don't really give you that idea that, hey, you know, you need to serve God. They don't do anything for you like that. They
Amen.
Just clutter your mind, and it's just all wrong. Don't
Amen.
Be deceived, young people.
Amen.
I had to go through it, like you said. Well, or some people say, you know, you can tell your kids, you know, learn from me. I hope maybe my kids can learn from me, but I don't know. I hope you can just read it for yourself. Don't be deceived.
Amen.
Don't be deceived by the people out there and all the stuff that can happen, because what happened in my life is the Lord was trying to speak to me, and I was in touch with him. Yes, I was still reading and a little bit, but I wasn't in tune with him. My life was filled with so much other stuff. Now, I was still saved. I was saved, and I know I was saved. Once you're saved, you're always saved. But I was not living for the Lord. I was not submitted to him. In Philippians 3, though, there is a bright side. Philippians 3, by the age of 20, I finally came to the point, like again, we're talking the clay or whatever, I had to be broken, and I was broken, and I saw that I did not want to stand before the Lord, like I said in this verse, and be ashamed. I wanted to be able to do something
Amen.
That I wouldn't have to be ashamed. The worst feeling in the world is to be ashamed in front of your parents or whatever, but can you imagine being ashamed in front of God? And I didn't want to have to just end my life with being ashamed. And so Philippians 3 says in verses 13 and 14, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God, of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I feel like the Lord has been so good. He's given me a second chance. He gave me a second chance to serve Him and be in the battle and to do something that counts for Him now. And that's just that grace again, that by the grace of God I am what I am. And it's the Lord gave me a second chance, and I don't know, like on the other hand, like Michael was saying, I would much rather tell you, young person, that if you're already on with the Lord, you know, keep going on for the Lord. But if you have fallen, it's not over. You just don't have to give up. You can turn your life, God can turn your life back around, right. And you can get in His will, and you can be in the battle again. Also, Proverbs 24:6. I kind of claim this verse, or maybe my parents can claim it, whatever. Like I said, as a parent, you know, I don't even know now that I'm a parent, I feel like, what can I do so that my kids won't have to go? I'm not up here, you know, saying I'm proud of this, but what can I do so my children, I don't want my children to go through what I had to go through. I know my parents prayed for me. They reared me the right way. But you know, right here it says in Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, this is just my interpretation of it, and I feel like you parents, you can pray for your children and raise them in the godly wisdom that you know how. And, you know, I can't blame my parents, and I don't. I think they did everything they knew how and what was best, but I think God's word just finally had to come. As me as an individual, I had to submit to Him.
Amen.
And so, I guess, like they say, you just have to trust and leave your kids in God's hands. And I think that if you do train them up in the ways they should go when they're old, they won't depart from it. And it's been a blessing in my life that God was gracious and merciful and gave me a second chance to now serve Him and not to have to be ashamed.